This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
When one and only Bobbi Brown sold her fabulous brand to Estee Lauder, and I think that was 2016, Bobbi had a book, Beauty from the Inside Out. Everyone said, the luckiest woman, she can relax, she doesn't need to go crazy working the way she works. But anyone who knew Bobbi knew that this is just another beginning. So where you think she was sort of sipping and eating goodies on her couch, not Bobbi. She became a health coach. She started a company called Evolution 18 Wellness. And then she felt she missed her makeup. And before you know it, Bobbi Brown decided it was back to her roots. And a brand new makeup line called Joan's Road was born. So I'm sure, Bobbi, your family was not surprised that you didn't sit for more than 5 minutes.
No, there's nobody not surprised. My father, my mother, my sister, my husband, my three kids. But just to make a little bit of the facts clearer, I sold my company, or we sold our company to Estee Lauder after having it 4 years, and I stayed 22 years as an employee. So when I left in October of 16, I had no idea what I was going to do. I first opened a pop-up shop, Lord and Taylor, before I even did any of this. So I think I had 2 days off of relaxation.
And when you were company to Lauder, did you feel sad? Were you exhilarated? That had to be a huge thing.
It was a huge thing. I had two little young boys at the time. And, you know, I was in my early 30s. I didn't know a lot. I learned so much my 22 years being, you know, a corporate employee. I thought I wasn't a corporate employee, but that's what it turned into being. And, you know, it was a great ride. But at the end, it was time for me to be the boss again.
Right. And you started when you were just a kid. I remember your father, I had him on the air years and years ago, telling stories how he encouraged you. And, you know, everyone was not shocked that Bobbi Brown, as a young, very young woman, was going into the makeup business.
Right. You know, my father has always been a big inspiration. And my father now, who's 86 and a retired lawyer, now writes children's books. He's written 9 of them, and he is so happy and, you know, positive and upbeat. He's such a great role model for me.
I know. Well, it's all fabulous. And you had your own family behind you as you started coming of age, and Bobbi Brown was becoming more and more a part of the American landscape. But now, with all these new things, and there are so many new things, tell us how all this evolved. You started what? Did you start with Evolution 18 first, the wellness products?
I did. So when I left my very busy day-to-day, you know, existence, and I had time on my hands, I realized that I was always interested in health and wellness. My 9th book was soon to be published, called Beauty from the Inside Out. I went back to school and got my degree as a health coach from Institute of Integrative Nutrition, which is a place I love. It was all done, you know, virtual, and I got my degree. And while I was promoting the book, I had an opportunity to create some products to sell on QVC, which I did. And then after we launched with great fanfare, Walmart called. We expanded and created new products. So we are in Walmart, which when we launched this brand in Walmart, it was not lost on me that I launched Bobbi Brown at Bergdorf Goodman, and now I was at Walmart. So Walmart. It's really cool to have the two experiences. And now, then 4 years later, Joan, when my non-compete was up, I was able to go back to beauty and launch Joan's Road. So I have two brands. I am so busy. I've never been happier. And I like being the boss again.
Well, I'm sure. And Joan's Road, you call the no makeup makeup, but we were all waiting for Bobby Brown to emerge with a new makeup line, because even though it was Bobby Brown Cosmetics was there, we wanted something else from you that's suitable for the time, and you came up with it. But was it hard? Obviously not, launching these new businesses.
Well, Joan, first of all, nothing is easy. Everything is hard, but I do believe that hard work and challenges are what make you stronger. And certainly I launched Joan's Road in October, a week before the presidential election, in the middle of the pandemic. I literally launched the brand from my couch on the Today Show, on Elvis Duran, on all these different, you know, press opportunities. And you know what? It's so much easier and more interesting than the way it was in the beginning, where I actually had to schlep and show up and wear really high, you know, uncomfortable shoes. And it just, the new way of doing things for me is so smart.
And the line has so many fabulous things. It has everything from eyeshadow, which is incredible. So you have a powder, eye color, all kinds of goodies. And we were talking this morning, my producer said she's been using the Miracle Balm. And Right. You call that the hero product of the line.
Yes, the Miracle Balm is the first thing that I made. And it was, you know, one of those weird, happy accidents where I gave direction to my lab. And by the way, I had to find all new labs because this line is clean. So that means it doesn't have banned ingredients, you know, that are banned in the UK and are banned in most of the world to create a clean brand. So it was a happy accident that we're like, oh, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. But I'm like, oh, my God, I instantly look so much better. And it's not a blush. It's not a foundation. It's not a lipstick or an eye shadow. But you put it on the palm of your hands. You could wear it with or without foundation. You put it on your face, and it's a botanical, beautiful skincare that one has no tint. The other three have tints. You put them on, you're like, I just look so much better instantly. It smells good. It feels good. And it just makes you look, you know, normal and good, better than normal.
Right. So I love, and you've always said that being beautiful is not necessarily about putting makeup on. It's about you and your own sense of self-worth.
Right. And honestly, you know, the makeup out there in the world, you know, for me personally, started to shift. You know, there's a lot of people that like to wear a lot of makeup. I like myself better when I have less. So this is also, this company allows me to really use my aesthetic and to teach and empower women how much better women look actually with less, but the right kind of makeup. You know, I don't like heavy, thick coverage. So, you know, this is a way to look a little bit more fresh and natural of women of any color and any age.
Well, so you have not only all these new products and the Health Evolution 18, you have the makeup product Joan's Road. And then what happened to the hotel that you did right near where your town is in Montclair?
In Montclair, the hotel is here. It's called the George Hotel. It was another project that I did after I left the brand. My husband asked me if I would do this with him. And I had never said I want to do a hotel. Neither did he. So it was a really fun project. His team and my team worked together. We did a lot of partnerships and sponsorships. I curated my favorite mattress, my favorite sheets. There's Dyson hair dryers in the bathroom. We really like pooled our expertise together. It's still here. It's doing extraordinarily well because people aren't traveling overseas and they just want a little staycation out of the city. So, and you know, weddings have been, you know, back. So it's been really busy. I also have a photo studio called 18 Label across the street. And people are renting both of them and, you know, just a few more things.
Hi, I can't believe you, Bobby. But you say you've never been happier. What do you think is the difference?
Oh, my God. Joan, when you go to work every day and you have people around you that are, you know, happy to be there, that are literally like want to learn. And I've taken a lot of my learnings from all these years being, you know, in a big company. And, you know, the brand was $1 billion when I left, which is amazing for a kid that literally got D's in math. You know, I hope my math teacher is still around to see this, but, you know, so I teach, I mentor, I encourage, and I also learn because the younger generation also knows so much. And so when you put all that together, and by the way, my team thinks I'm brilliant. So they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. It's fun. You know? Mm. So what happens sometimes when you have a big company, there's always, you know, angst and issues and problems and so many people. I don't need 15 people to do one person's job.
No, especially when you can do 15 people's jobs in a little bit. Where did I read that the name of the makeup line, Jones Road, came from the Hamptons?
Well, it actually came from Waze, because whenever, you know, my husband and I drive to the Hamptons, he drives and I try to stay off my Instagram, which is kind of my obsession. And he always has me look at Google Maps and Waze.
You're the Waze reader.
Right. So I looked down at Waze and it said Jones Road. And I just said to my husband, Jones Road Beauty. And he said, I like it. And it was available because all the other names we were thinking of either weren't available. You know, there's so many new companies with weird names and, you know, or people, someone didn't like it. I'm like, all right, done. That's it. Jones Road. Exactly.
And there you are. Now, you know, we having come through, we hope, this pandemic, like I, with the mask, my daughter's always saying, Mom, don't put lipstick on. The mask is going to get all covered and you're whatever. It's going to be a mess. So many of us have not worn makeup. If I see another pair of black tights, I have a uniform, you know, a gray sweater, black tights, and the worst shoes, because... Mm. No one has seen us really in such a long time. Did you develop a Bobby Brown uniform for the pandemic?
You know, it's very funny because I went from leaving my namesake brand into, you know, this new entrepreneurial life into the pandemic. So I've always been someone that would dress up for, you know, for events and work and dress down for my normal life in Montclair. Guess what? I finally got smart and I figured out it doesn't mean I have to look like a mess in Montclair at home. I could wear things that are comfortable and flattering and cute. And I love that so many now, like designers, are making more flattering, you know, and acceptable out in public. You know, I don't want to call them leisure wear, but that's kind of what it is. So I do have, you know, I figured out my favorite jeans, by the way, which are Levi's that are great for a petite girl. I got rid of all my other jeans. So I'm kind of simplifying a lot of things in my life and I'm very wardrobe driven. Like I like simple things that work. I'm all about navy. I used to be about black. Now I wear bright color for me, which is navy.
Okay, well, we need that. And what about Zoom? I literally turn off the video because no matter what you do, most people seem to look terrible on Zoom.
I am an expert on Zoom, and I actually did a tutorial. I should pull it up again, you know, about how to look good on Zoom. Like I would.
Everyone needs that.
I honestly, Joan, I know exactly. I walk around with the camera in whatever room I'm in. I find the most flattering light. I go grab books so you're not looking up my nose. And, you know, where I could like have straight eye contact, I put some Miracle Balm on. I put my hair in a ponytail, or I've been getting blowouts for the past couple months because that is, for me personally, a game changer. And I know how to do it. I wear simple navy and that's it, you know. So, and I have a nice background, but it's all about front lighting. It's literally about the lighting right in front of you.
Yeah.
I did a Zoom with my friend Mickey Drexler, you know, a while ago. I'm like, Mickey, got to get one of the interns here. He looked like he was in Al Qaeda. He looked like he was in like a cave. There was like, it was dark. You were like looking up his nose. I'm like, get your assistant on the Zoom now. And she's going to teach you. So he's gotten better on Zoom.
Okay. Well, I think we all need a little Bobby Brown Zoom school. Naming your company something different, Jones Road, from your own name, after the non-compete was over, did you debate about whether to use the Bobby Brown name again, or that didn't even come up?
I signed my name away. I sold my name. I don't, you know, it's theirs. It's not mine. And, you know, that's what happens. Most of the designers, you know, they could never come up with they can't use their name again. And that's fine. I have no, you know, I have no issues. I want that company to be healthy and successful.
Right, do well.
And yes, I did it. And I'm just on to different things.
All right. So Bobby Brown, an entrepreneur, which she was from the time she was a kid, she knows how to make things happen. And it's happy time. Your husband's still a big support system with the new ventures.
God. Big time. I couldn't have done any of this without him. He encouraged me. He's my investor, you know, so I have to be really nice to my investor. But no, we've been married 32 years and we have figured out, you know, how to work together and how to be a happy couple and how to literally work together. And, you know, we can't believe that we're at this stage in our life that we're both loving, you know, what we're doing. We're traveling and I'm still working. And, you know, our three boys are now men, two are getting married. And it's like, how did this happen?
How did this happen?
But it did. It did.
I know. You look up and suddenly you've got grown up children and the world has changed, but you're still very much involved in all this creation. Do you feel content, or are you still coming up with new ideas, new possibilities?
Well, I'm content, but Joan, I have this terrible problem is I'm curious and I'm bored. There is no reason for me to be bored. I'm someone that always is open to new things and new ideas, you know, and I just jump on things and then sometimes I bite off more I can chew and I say I need a break and I push back and I, you know, have to figure it out. So I'm
curious,
content,
as an entrepreneur, when you started actually three different things in this a new process. Was it hard getting financing, especially with pandemic and everything? Or was the fact that you're Bobby Brown and you had a known record?
Joan, I don't get financing. I'm very scrappy. My husband is started giving, you know, being the financer, meaning like he, you know, where our offices are, they're his, you know, his spaces. So having, you know, allowing us to be here without being charged rent in the beginning was a big help. Our companies are making money now, so we're a little more professional paying our rent. And, you know, I've done a lot of speeches and projects that I'm able to actually, you know, really help fund the company. So it's all working. It's all working.
All right. Well, I'm talking, of course, to Bobby Brown, who's got, well, they're not so brand new, but they're new. Three new babies out there and still going stronger than ever. So it's a very exciting time in the life of Bobby Brown. Now, let's tell our audience where they can get all the products.
Sure. Well, the makeup is only available online at JonesRoadBeauty.com. You can go to the Instagram or go to the website. We also have a small selection of the products available for sale at the George, because I have a mini pop-up there.
The new hotel.
At the George Hotel. So the George Hotel, you can also go to the Instagram or the website. And then Evolution 18 is available on Amazon. It's available direct to consumer, and it's also available in Walmart. So pretty exciting stuff.
No, and you have a lot. Just explain the kind of product you have in Evolution.
Sure. Evolution 18 is a combination of wellness ingredients like collagen, magnesium. We have a CBD gummy without THC. We have all different. One of my favorites is called DeBloat, and it's all natural products and a very good price point. And when you wake up in the morning and maybe you shouldn't have had that extra drink or those French fries off someone's plate and you're a little bloated, I drink DeBloat, and it just kind of helps the water, you know, get removed in a very gentle way. So there's also, Evolution 18 is because people love food, and I love food. I'm a foodie. You're a foodie. Yeah. But I also like to feel good. So there's a lot of really great, like our whey protein powder to me is delicious. It tastes like if you remember an old fashioned Mexican hot chocolate with cinnamon and just a beautiful kick. It's delicious. And we have vanilla, we have a new flavor creamsicle, and we offer a lot of recipes so people could make things at home.
Good for you. Being Bobby Brown, thank you all for sharing, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. I'm excited for all your new ventures. Good luck with up and coming weddings.
Thank you. So nice to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you in person one of these days.
We'll do it. I love it. Thanks, Bobby. All the best and congratulations. Perfect. With the kids. I'm Joan Hamburg. You just heard Bobby Brown and all her new ventures. You've got to always, this is an inspiration for a lot of people. So it's time to get up and go. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to Let Me Tell You.